Lazarus is dead. Martha is in mourning. Mary is bowed down with sorrow. And Jesus, too, we are told, was deeply moved and in trouble in spirit by these sad circumstances. He wept for his friend Lazarus. See how he loved him, they said. So Jesus Christ, true God and true man, weeps for his friend Lazarus, and he weeps with his friends Martha and Mary. We don't often think that when Jesus was with us in this earthly life, he had friends, people that he loved, people that he cared for and spent time with, people like Lazarus and Martha and Mary. Jesus had personal friends, just as do we. At the first Eucharist on Maundy Thursday, Jesus called his disciples friends. At this Eucharist this morning, Jesus reaches out to you in friendship. When you come up for communion, Jesus waits for you. He looks into your eyes and asks the question, is my friend there? I was thinking the other day of how our friends change. Perhaps you meet a friend in the bank or the grocery store, someone who was a friend years ago, and you find that you have very little to say except to talk about other old friends. And you pray that the answer will ask at least until it's your turn to go up the counter. And even those friendships that are more recent, founded on similar tastes or interests, how fleeting they are. All those people that I saw every single day for 3 years at seminary, where are they now? One moved to Baton Rouge, another to Michigan. Few in Dallas, few in Fort Worth, but how easily distance can be used as an excuse. Those people that I used to know so well are now remembered at Christmas with a card, if I can find the address. You know how it is. It's not that way with our friend Jesus, who makes himself known to us in the breaking of bread. He was always available and always close at hand. Do not complain that his friendship always seems unreal to you, that he is always hidden under veils of bread and wine. Just think of the sense of intimacy and joy you get from a friend's handwriting in a letter. Though veiled in paper and ink, you know that that friend is real. You know that that friend is nearby. And so it is with Jesus. Even though veiled under the appearance of bread and wine, Jesus is real and Jesus is near. You can travel around the world. You can change your address as often as you like. But wherever there is an altar, wherever there is a priest, wherever the Mass is celebrated, your friend is always nearby. You know, it's not only distance that separates us from our friends. Not really knowing our friends also estranges us. You know, how many times have you met a person for the first time? She seems charming and interesting and witty. You go home thinking that you found someone that you can really connect with. But then you get together with that person a few more times and you find that really you don't have that much in common after all. And what was once a budding friendship now fades away into bare acquaintance. But the friend who comes to us in the Eucharist is not like that, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The more you find out about Jesus, the more intimate you become with Jesus, the more intimate you become with him, the more you come to love him. The more you come to love him, the more you come to know him in an endless circle. Perhaps it's personality or circumstances that have changed. You may have fallen on bad times. You may have had a reversal of fortune. Friends may desert you, or at least you think they've deserted you. But our friendship with Jesus is not like that. The sick, the outcast, the sinners, the publican sit at our Lord's table. What a friend we have in Jesus, changeless himself, and always by our side, however much we change. There is always the same warmth of welcome from him, however cold we have been to him. Each day he offers us the whole of himself with infinite possibilities of growth in holiness, knowing full well that we will ignore most of what he hands out to us. And then our Lord's gift of himself in the Eucharist has been dulled by familiarity. It's become a routine thing. Hardly ever do we express gratitude for his friendship. How often do we kneel in our pew and say a prayer of silent thanksgiving for our communions? He gives so much and asks for so little in return. Maybe the friendship of our Lord in the Eucharist is taken for granted because the help and the attention and the grace that he showers on us cannot be seen. Neither can it be counted or measured. More often, it cannot even be felt. The gift of Jesus in the Eucharist is silent. It is secret. And it's only after a long while that the effects are seen. And usually those gifts are seen by others in us before we see them ourselves. And finally, it's a law of friendship that friends influence one another. In human terms, my friendship with so-and-so affects my character. It molds me into a certain shape. And that's why parents are so concerned about the people their children keep company with. Inevitably, and not as a result of any deliberate effort, by contact, I am influenced by my friend. Do we doubt that an influence equally as unconscious and far stronger is at work in my friendship with Jesus? I cannot influence him, no. But he can certainly influence me if I spend time with him. And it's for that reason that the church is always urging us to be at Mass every Sunday without fail. It's for that reason that the church has exhorted us to keep a Holy Lent. It's for that reason that keeping Holy Week in a few days seriously is so important. It's our privilege to rub shoulders with the friend who comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. Because in rubbing shoulders with him, in being near to him, in receiving him inside of ourselves, we become more like him. We don't often think that when Jesus walked with us in this life, he had friends. Friends like Lazarus and Martha and Mary, people he loved, people he wept over, cared for, spent time with. Ordinary people. Like you and like me. Jesus is the friend who is real, he is near, he is faithful, he is constant, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will stand beside you in all hardship and adversity. He is the friend who gives so much and asks for so little in return.